You're listening to SBS News.
Millions of Jewish people celebrated Hanukkah throughout America this week, but the festivities quickly became horrifying in one New York home on Sunday night. A man armed with a knife entered a rabbi's home in Muncie, Rockland County, stabbing and wounding five people. The violence follows a spate of attacks on Jewish targets in the U.S. this year, leading New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to label it an act of terror.
The situation has gotten so bad, frankly, that we have to increase our legal enforcement, not just with more police, but we have to change the laws to call this what it is. This is terrorism. It is domestic terrorism. These are people who intend to create mass harm, mass violence, generate fear based on race, color, creed.
All five victims were hospitalized, with two of them in a critical condition after one was stabbed at least six times. Police arrested a suspect, 37-year-old Grafton Thomas, early on Monday morning. He is being held on $5 million bail and was arraigned on five counts of attempted murder. Witness Aaron Kahn was inside the rabbi's home when the attacker came in.
I saw him walking in by the door. I asked who was coming in the middle of the night with the umbrella. While I was saying that, he pulled it out from the thing and he started to run into the big room, which was on the left side. And I threw him tables and chairs that he should get out of here. And he injured a guy, was a cardiac arrest guy. He was bleeding here, bleeding in his hand all over. I ran into the other room because I tried to save my life.
There were nearly 100 people in the home at the time of the attack, hosted by the local rabbi who was lighting the candle on the seventh night of Hanukkah. Anti-Defamation League spokesman Alexander Rosenberg says the attack is just one of many against the U.S. Jewish community in recent days.
We're looking at a string of at least 10 incidents in the last week since December 23rd. We're looking at a string of deadly attacks on the Jewish community over the last 18 months. We're talking about Pittsburgh, we're talking about Poway, we're talking about Jersey City, and now Muncie, unfortunately. The community is, of course, fearful. The community is also resilient. Everyone is trying to demonstrate that going on with their lives is the best possible thing that they can do to demonstrate that.
Last year, a white supremacist walked into a Pittsburgh synagogue and killed 11 people, the deadliest attack in history against the Jewish community in the United States. Earlier this month, six people, including two suspects, were killed in a Jersey City shooting at a kosher delicatessen, which authorities say was fueled in part by anti-Semitism. Speaking in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned these attacks.
Israel strongly condemns the latest surge of anti-Semitism and the brutal attack in the middle of the Hanukkah holiday at the rabbi's house in Muncie, New York. We send our wishes of recovery to the wounded. We will cooperate in every way with the local authorities to help eradicate this phenomenon. We offer this help to every country.
Rockland County has the largest Jewish population per capita in the U.S., with more than 30% of residents identifying as Jewish. New York's mayor says the city would be increasing patrols in key neighborhoods and places of worship in response to the attack. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.